Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you ever want the video version of this, you can head over to my YouTube. The visuals can really hit you in a different way. So if that's what you're into, go ahead and check it out. If not, well, keep enjoying the show.
Have you ever tried like a full role reversal before seeing each other in each other's
shoes? Like a day in the life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I've heard some people who do like marriage counseling, they say, well, switch shoes for the day so you can see what each other does in a true perspective, not just to punish you or anything, but just so you can truly see the other person's day-to-day lifestyle.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe. Yes. So this is amazing. So we did this on accident first, and then we've done it on purpose. So in May of this year, Katie went to Italy. And at the time, we were still living in Arizona for the winter. And before Katie left, we had made the decision that instead of Katie coming back to Arizona after her 2 weeks in Italy, she was going to come back to Montana, because we come back to Montana for the summertime. And that was going to leave me with the kids for an additional 2 weeks. And Katie not seeing the kids for 4 weeks total, which meant that me, I had to play both pops and mom for 4 weeks. So I played both roles, and I have so much gratitude and so much appreciation for what you do. I was also very grateful that the kids were self-sufficient and they did not need me much more outside of taking them to and from their events, to their swim lessons, swim practice. Outside of those like logistical things, they didn't need me anymore.
Logan does not have any responsibilities that he is actually truly responsible for the kids, until honestly ever throughout the day. It's just not something that has ever, since day one, it has just been, he will.
We've experimented with like giving me responsibility and your responsibility, and what we've come to realize is that like one person needs to be wholly responsible for it.
Now, so somebody can be accountable.
Someone can be accountable. So Katie is the one who holds the responsibility.
Yes.
Does that mean that I help out zero?
Absolutely not.
But I don't help out very much, in all fairness.
Yeah.
I don't. But I also, because of that, and I don't want to put all this pressure on Katie, my objective with the kids is to make them self-sufficient. So then they don't need either of us.
Yeah.
Right? So that's actually my main intention with the kids, is for them not need either of us. And so teaching them lessons, giving them opportunities to be empowered, to grow. That's my job with the kids, and to do that as quickly as possible. As we're doing this filming right now, like Lainey's outside by herself, playing in the garage, and outside of her having a little poop issue, like she would have never came in and bothered us, mm-hmm. right? Kobe, she's older now, same thing. She would not, like, she's self-sufficient. And so to me, that is my role in parenting, is to create self-sufficient kids that they don't all need us, which takes the pressure off Katie. But when Lainey does have a poop issue, like nobody looks at me. Katie handles it, right? It's like, it's fine. And I think that is how we found our relationship to work best.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've tried it both ways. We tried like me being responsible and for having some responsibility. And then it just ended up that like, because nobody was actually fully responsible for it, then it became like, well, I thought you were doing this. And now like Taylor, you saw it today. It was fine. Like I didn't have to think about it. Katie didn't have to ask me. Lainey knew who to go to.